I bet you grabbed for a coat on Saturday because it was pretty chilly out here Friday night and Saturday morning. I think our wheat was hoping to have a little bit of a coat also, but we had some protection out there in the field. How cold did the temperatures get at your house? Hi there, this is your K-State Multi-County Agronomist, Jeannie Falk Jones. I serve Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties. When I was out checking for the overnight lows on K-State's MesoNet, it showed that Cheyenne County fell to 8 degrees, and Wallace and Sherman counties both fell to 11 degrees. Now, I know that there were lower temperatures found around the area on some personal weather stations, including 7.2 in Bird City and 6.1 in Atwood. Now, the effect of the cold temperatures on this wheat will be determined by the growth stage of that wheat plant. In anticipation of the cold temperatures this past weekend, I spent quite a bit of time last week looking at wheat across the area. The good news is that all the wheat that I found, the growing point was down below that soil surface. I looked in Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. The most advanced wheat that I found had a growing point that had started to move up and form the stem. However, that growing point was still more than a half an inch below the soil surface. That warm soil surrounding those wheat crowns provided a great deal of protection from the cold air temperatures. Another added bonus was that we had a layer of snow that we received on Friday night. That snow gave another layer of insulation from the cold temperatures to the crown of the wheat plant. So the big question is, what is the effect of those cold temperatures on the wheat? The better question is probably, when will we know if we've had some effect from cold temperatures on our wheat? We don't know at this time if our wheat has any type of damage. We will not be able to start to see that for 10 to 14 days. To know if the growing point is damaged, you'll all need to dig up your wheat plants and split the stem to find that growing point. The growing point is where that newly developing head is. We'll be looking to see if that growing point is whitish green and crisp, because that means it's healthy. Now, if there's some damage from the cold temperatures, that growing point will kind of look a yellowish brown color and a bit on the mushy side. Now, the one thing we'll be able to see much quicker is the cosmetic leaf damage. We'll probably be able to see that as early as Wednesday or Thursday this week. This is because we're warming up to near 80 degrees and the browning from that leaf burn will begin to show on the tips of the wheat leaves. That's not really a problem though, because there are new leaves being formed below, and that's why I called it cosmetic leaf burning. So if you're wondering what all of this looks like, I have the K-State Spring Freeze Damage publication posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy webpage at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. That spring freeze damage publication has great pictures of what we're going to be looking for. Again, it's posted on our K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website. You can also see a picture of the growth stage of the wheat that I've been finding on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions, you can always get a hold of me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or you can always track me down on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.